Morning, Boker Tov. Okay, we're holding Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Amabez towards the bottom. Today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Just to go over quickly the end of, a little bit regarding the end of yesterday's Daf, actually 2 points. One point we mentioned yesterday in the Shir, I think this is what you said, we spoke on in the past, but we mentioned this Shir that any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael did b'simcha, did b'sasan, any mitzvah that's done b'simcha, Klal Yisrael was meisir nefesh and continued to do it throughout the generations. So once heard a beautiful verse from Rabbi Chaim ben Chasham Zatzal. Towards the end of his life, he would actually say this verse quite often. That we say, and David HaMelech says in Tillim, Nechalti Eid Vesecha, I gave over your Eidus, your mitzvahs, Beirusha, Nechalti Eid Vesecha, I gave it over Beirusha. And the Mefarshim are bothered that we know wealth, certainly a person give over Beirusha. Other character traits, if you want to go with genetic, passing it over genetically to one's children, he can give over Beirusha. But Torah mitzvahs is up to a person. Yir Shemayim is up to a person, whether he keeps our mitzvahs, whether he has Yir Shemayim or not, is up to each individual. How do you give that over Birusha? What does it mean, Nechalti Eid Vesecha? Answer to B'chaim Pinchas, we say in Shabbos Davening, by Mincha, we say, Avram Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranin, Avram had Gila, he rejoiced, Yitzchak Yiranin, Yitzchak also was singing, he had Rina, Yaakov Avanav Yanuchavai. So Pasha's talking about, we're talking about Shabbos, that they all, how much they appreciate Shabbos, and Yaakov Avanav, they rested in it, they rested on Shabbos. But what he explains, what it means is, Avram was Yogel in Torah Mitzvahs. Yitzchak Yiranin, Yitzchak had Rina in Torah Mitzvahs. After Avram's Gila and Yitzchak's Rina, Yaakov Avanav Yanuchavai, Yaakov and his children are able to take the easy way, so to speak. They get Beirusha, they get these Torah, they get the connection to Torah Mitzvahs. Once the parents and the grandparents do Torah Mitzvahs, they perform Besimcha, it comes to the next future generations. Yanuchabe, the taka comes easy. Says David HaMelech, Nechalti Eid Vesecha. I was able to give over your mitzvahs. Beirusha, you know why? Kisasayin li behema. The end of the pasuk is Kisasayin li behema. Because the mitzvah, the terrorist mitzvah, was a sasayin libi. It was a rejoicing of my heart. I enjoyed it so much. Because I do terrorist mitzvahs with rejoicing, it goes over to my children, Beirusha. It taka comes without the regular shvitz to the children. It comes Beirusha, a beautiful aside of how to relay chinuch, parlay chinuch over to the next generation, to our children and the future generations. Okay, now in yesterday's Gemara, the last part of the daf, I would say the second half because it was the full on the base, but it's really the last, it was the last 10 minutes. We moved into the topic of carrying, we spoke about carrying the knife on Shabbos through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Mechalikas Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Kiva. We pass like a Bekiva that one cannot, it's Hechsher for the Mila, should have been done before Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says one is able to, one is allowed to even carry it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because Hech Machshirin of the Mitzvahs Amutter, and that's going to actually be a whole focus of most of today's daf, which is where does Rabbi Lezer say Machshirin Mitzvahs are Mutter on Shabbos, Decha Shabbos, and when did he say they're not Decha Shabbos? We're going to have a whole list of cases later on in today's daf. But before that, they more brought a case where someone carried the knife for Bismillah amongst the karfifs, the chutzers, and the gagim, right? These private domains that are not mamish batim, they're like chaseris type areas. Someone carried it shalei brutz and Rabbi Lezer. It was not in the liking of Rabbi Lezer. And we explained that ultimately more to mean Rabbi Lezer didn't like it, nor did their bana like it. No one liked it. Rabbi Lezer didn't like it because you don't have to carry in these weird ways, derech was just these private domains from domain to domain. You could have gone straight derech hamelech, through Rosh Rabim, according to Blazer. And even the Rabbanon didn't like it, because the Rabbanon who held you can't do machshirim of a knife, carrying the knife on Shabbos, then you can't carry even through these private domains. So that Gemara didn't go like anyone, didn't go like Blazer or like Rabbanon. Rather, who did it go like? We say, ultimately goes like Rabbi Shimon. And it goes like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that one is allowed to carry in private domains, even though he can't carry into a public domain, or from a private domain into from a bias into a chatzar, but from chatzars to karfifs to gagim, one could carry. So just before we go further in where we left off, just to go over some basic yisaidis that relate to this topic, it's really sugis and erevin, but that relate to this topic, and will relate to the gemara that we're about to do further, some basic ideas. We know that min haTorah, it's mutter to carry from a bias, one house to another house, or shesiachet to shesiachet, there's no issue. There are bonum gays that carry from one house to another house, unless I own both. If I own both, then I can carry amongst it, so it's considered one big rishus. But to carry from one house to another house, one shesiachet to another shesiachet, if I don't, if it's owned by two separate people, even though min haTorah it's mutter, there are bonum gays that requires what we call a ruvei chatzeris. Similarly, if I have a few homes that open up into one chatzer, so instead of going from house to house directly, I have a few homes that open into a chatzer. The Rabbanan say that one is, again, Minatari, you can certainly carry from the house into the chatzer. It's all private domain. Not a problem carrying from one private domain to another private domain, certainly not from house into its own chatzer. However, the Rabbanan Magazer, again, you need a roof chatzer, is to carry from the house into the chatzer. Even the Rabbanan agree that within the chatzer itself, there's no problem to carry. Something that's in the chatzer, it's a big site that we had yesterday. Something in the chatzer itself, that is okay to carry within the chatzer. If you start off for Shabbos in the chatzer, I'm not taking out of the chatzer, it's okay to carry within the chatzer. It's from the bias to the chatzer is a problem, and vice versa. Similar concept, but slightly different, the shtufim of ice. We have a few chatzeres, and this will be very relevant for the Gemara that we left off with at the Bamad Amid. A few chatzeres that open up into a mavi. A mavi is a general area that opens up into Shisrabim. So you have a few houses that open up into a chatzer. You have a few of these chatzeres, and all these chatzeres open up into a mavi. The same, similar idea applies. In order to carry in that mavi, one needs to do shtufim mavis. He needs to kind of, you have to make it, you have to join the people of the chatzers together to join into one group for this mavi. The idea, by the way, of eruv chatzeres, and similar to shtufim mavis, is when you make an eruv together, you're basically creating that one big house. Everyone's part of one entity, everyone's part of one house, and from one house into the chatzer wouldn't be an issue. It's the combination of, remember we said if it's owned by one person, then it's fine. The issue is that it's owned by multiple people, and therefore it's a problem. So by joining together in an Erev, you make like one person's house, it becomes one person's, and therefore it's okay to carry within the chatzer. Shufim Avais is a similar idea. Mava needs one other thing. Shufim Avais needs, at the entranceway from the, or the exit, from the Mava into Shis Rabim, you need to have either a Lechi or a Kari. You have to have a Heker that demarks the different where the mavi stops and Shis Rabim begins, because otherwise a person may lose himself. Mavi is very similar to a public domain. It's, you have a bunch of chatzeres opening into the mavi. It's similar to Shis Rabim. Therefore, you may not realize and carry from mavi into Shis Rabim. Therefore, you need a lechi or a kaira. The typical way, by the way, to do a eruv chatzeres was with bread, whereas the shtufim mavis was typically done with wine, not with bread. Okay, so now the discussion is, again, we pointed out, within a chatzer itself, we said everyone agrees can carry, even the Rabbanan can carry. The problem over here in our case that we quoted yesterday was that the person was carrying from a gag to a karfeif, to a chatzer. He was going from different type of areas. It wasn't just one plain chatzer. That's the case where Reb Shimon argues, says it's vayter okay. It's like carrying within one chatzer itself. The Rabbanan disagree and say that's not okay. And that was the case where the person carried the knife on Shabbos, and we said a shleib b'ratzer Rabbi Eliezer or the Rabbanan, or shleib b'ratzer Rabbi Eliezer because he holds carrying just Rabbim, I don't care. Because they hold, you can carry within one chatzer, but not within multiple chatzers, gagim, and karfeves. That's a problem. Rather, would it go like a Shimon, who said that one can carry amongst gag, chatzer, karfeves. All these different areas are considered like one, and one can carry amongst them. That was the first discussion yesterday. Then the Gemara asked the Shaila, was speaking outside very quickly. The Gemara asked the Shaila, it was Rav Asi asked from Rav Zera, what about carrying within a mavi itself? The same, do we say the same way, even though I don't agree, carrying within a chatzer itself is okay. So is carrying within a mavi itself okay? Or a mavi is different. Carrying within a mavi itself is problematic. So first when he asked the question, Rav Zera didn't know. He said, I don't have the answer. Then later, Rav Asi saw Rav Zera discussing, bringing a raya to the fact that carrying within the mavi itself is permissible. Carrying within the mavi itself is permissible. And he asked him, how come you didn't answer me the first time? Did you come about this by going through the sugya in more depth? You came about, you remembered what the Masari was from the earlier Rabbanim. And he said, yes, through Agav, the Lamar's Lashon was Agav Shitva Riyat Liv Garmi. Through my learning, the tradition came back to me, and now I realized that through a Mavi as well, same halacha applies, one is allowed to carry within the confines of a Mavi itself, as long as not going out of the Mavi, even without Shtuve Mavi, one is allowed to carry within the Mavi. Of course, there's supposed to be a Lechi and a Kaira there, so as not to go into Shis Rabim, but one would be allowed to carry a Mavi, even without the Shtuve Mavi, as long as he's not going from the mavi into the chatzers, or the chatzer into the mavi, within the mavi itself, one can carry. That was ultimate psak. Just like we're saying, one can carry within a chatzer itself, and everyone agrees to that. Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan both agree to that. The whole machlekes was carrying from a chatzer to a karfeif, or karfeif to a gag, switching the location. That was where it's problematic. Okay, so Itmar. We left off. Itmar, this is Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. We are about 12 lines up at the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Zera Amarav. Mavi Shlein Shatavai. So this could be a lacha that seems to be very counterintuitive. A Mavi Shlein Shatavai. A Mavi where you did not make a Shitav was not made in this Mavi. Ein Metaltam by Ela Arbamas. You only let him move it Arbamas. Okay. Amar Bai. Hamil Samar Rabbi Zera Vlepirsha. These words Zera said and was not explained to me well. Adas Rabbi Avu Pirsha to Rabbi Avu explained it. Damar Nachman Amar Avu Amarav. Mavish Nashtatva by Irv Chatzeres Imabatim. That's when we say Imatatabela Arbamas. Loiv Chatzeres Imabatim. Mutatatla Kulei. So This is really counterintuitive. We pointed out that a mavi which that without a shittuv, you let it carry within the mavi. Rav Zera says statement from Rav that you can't be metalta only for amas, which goes against what we just said. What we just said, Rav Zera himself just said at the end of what we said in yesterday's shir, which is that you could carry throughout the whole mavi even without the shittuv. So came along Abayin and says, no. Rav Zera's words had no pirish until Rabbi Avul came and explained it. But this explanation is going to need an explanation. What's the explanation? Explanation is that when you have a mavi which is coming in from chatzeris that have a Ruvah Chatzeris, you've made an Erev in the Chatzer like you're supposed to, so the Elim were good boys, and they made an Erev. Over there, you're restricted in the Mavi to Dafka for Amos. You can't even go throughout the whole Mavi. Whereas a Mavi with the people in the Chatzeris around it didn't make an Erev Chatzeris, I shouldn't say they're not good boys, they just didn't see a need maybe to carry in the Chatzeris, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeris. In that case, you are allowed to carry throughout the whole Mavi, which is counterintuitive. You think if they at least made an Erev Chatzeris, that would give them more of a power to carry throughout the whole Mavi, as opposed to those that did not even make Erev Chatzeris, they certainly should not be able to carry throughout the Mavi. That is going to be the point that needs explanation. But the Gemara is ultimately going to defend this psak. Why, when you're saying you have an Erev in the Chatzeris, does it limit my amount that I'm allowed to carry in the Mavi? Why does it limit the amount that I'm allowed to carry in the Mavi? Again, we're talking about Mavi, you didn't make a Shituf. You have like a Erev, you didn't make a Shituf. You didn't do a Shituf in voice, so I'm limited to carry only for Amos because there's Erev Chatzeris. Why? Says the Gemara, because the chatzeris become houses. Meaning, it's kind of what we explained before. What's the method that Erev Chatzeris allows to carry from house to chatzar? But no, guys, you can't go from house to chatzar, but both different people. You go from rishus to rishus, you're not allowed to do that. By making an Erev Chatzeris, it makes like it's all one bias. It's all one, it all belongs to one person. So the way the Gemara is elaborating now is, it kind of eliminates the batim. The nitku chatzeris v'nasu batim. The chatzeris, or opposite, the Gemara is saying, eliminates the chatzar. We don't see chatzar in here. All we see is batim, all we see is houses, and therefore it's no longer an issue to carry in the chatzar. So a mavi, it's not sufficient to enable carrying in a mavi just with the lechi and kaira. Remember, those are the beams that we spoke out that you have to have right on the outside of the mavi going near Rishus Rabbim. You have to have lechi kaira. By the way, kaira is the cross beam on top. Lechi are the two beams going from floor to ceiling. Machlaik is around the beam of Erevin. How much is required? But the point is that a lechi kaira alone is not enough. Achiyu, top of kufa amal alef. Achiyu, batim, v'chatziris, pesuch al-sechai. A mavi only has a head of carrying a mavi, you need a combination. You need a lechi and a kaira, of course. You also need it to be a mavi has to have a status of having batim and chatzeris. Ironically enough, to get a status of mavi and to be able to have this power of carrying the mavi is only if you have batim and chatzeris. Over here, once you make erev chatzeris, you lost your chatzeris. It's as if obviously there are physically chatzers there, but because you made chatzers, we eliminate the chatzers. We view it all as if it's one bias. It belongs to a house. It's no longer viewed as a separate chatzer. And since you eliminate your chatzer, you eliminate your ability to carry throughout the mavi just by virtue of the lechi and kaira, and therefore you're restricted to talad amos. So ironically enough, when you don't make chatzers, you have batim, you have chatzers, you have a mavi, so you can't carry without a shtufim mavis. You won't be able to carry from the chatzer to the mavi, but within the mavi itself, you can carry throughout the whole mavi. You have your lechi and kaira protecting for going to Shiz Rabim. You can carry through the Mavi itself. You're allowed to carry throughout the whole Mavi. However, in a case where you have a Ruvah Chatzeris, you've eliminated your Batim and Chatzeris. All you have is Batim. You don't have Batim and Chatzeris, and therefore you can't carry throughout the Mavi. That is the member based on Rav's other sheet that you need Batim and Chatzeris. That is the explanation of the member. Fact, Gemara, I don't understand. You tell me when you made an Erev, you've eliminated your having Batim and Chatzeris because it was combined into one. Well, go the other way. Even if you don't have an Erev, once you don't have an Erev, you can't carry from the bottom to the chutzer. In which case, and you certainly can't go for the right. You can't carry from the bottom to the chutzer. So, from the mavi's perspective, the bottom don't exist. You can't get anything from the bottom to the chutzer, and certainly not to the mavi. What I have now is chutzeris ikka. And batim leka, I have a chutzer, but I don't have a bias. Machlokes Rashi and the Ran had to learn this line, but the idea is they're both the same, very similar. Rashi says what it means is because the chutzer is a hefzik between the mavi and the batim. From the mavi's perspective, the batim don't exist. The Ran explains that similar. If I can't use the batim, that means they don't exist. Standing from the mavi, I have no usage. I can't bring anything to and from the batim, and therefore it's if they don't exist. So says the Gemara, the other way you also have a problem. The same way, just like when you make Erev Chatzeris, you've combined the batim and the chatzer, so you lost, you don't have both batim and chatzer because it becomes one entity. So even if I don't make an Erev, I can't access one to the other, and therefore those should be considered as if it doesn't exist. Answer the Gemara, you could. Even on Shabbos, even if you don't make Erev Chatzeris, you know what you could do? The other people in the chatzer can relinquish their domain. They can renounce their own, their rights in the in the chutzer to the one person, so it becomes a bias with a chutzer that belongs only to that bias. We said before, the only problem carrying from a bias to chutzer is only where the chutzer is, the rights of usage are to multiple people. If it belongs to one person, then it's not an issue. You're allowed to carry. So since the other people could be mevatel their rights to that one person, and then you'd be able to carry, again, they didn't necessarily do this, but since they can, and then that person would be able to carry from the bias to the chutzer, so the bias and chutzer still exist. It's like a migu, it still exists. Says the bar, 1 second. It's not good enough, because all you have is a bias. You need multiple, you need plural. So if you say bias ikka batim leka, you need batim and chutzer. In order to have a mavai, you need batim and chutzer, or batim and chutzeris. You need batim and chutzeris, you only have a bias and a chutzer. You don't have batim within the chutzer. Says the bar, no. Efshim b'tzarif v'ad pal g'diyem l'chad, g'diyem l'gabichad, but pal g'diyem l'fani l'gabichad. No, you know what you do? It's possible, and again, we're not saying that they have to do this l'maisa. It's the fact that they could do it is enough. It's possible in the morning, for the first 4 hours of the day, they were mafkir the rights of the chutzer for 4 hours to Reuven, and then for the next 4 hours, they were mafkir the rights of the chutzer to Shimon. So it comes out that throughout the day, you had multiple batim with this chutzer, and therefore, in this case, the mavi has batim and chutzeris, and therefore you're able to carry throughout the mavi. Ironically enough, when you didn't make it chutzeris, you'd be able to carry throughout the mavi, whereas when you did, you still have this issue that you no longer have batim and chutzeris. Ask the more the obvious question, but in the first 4 hours of the day, when it belongs to Reuven, you have one bias of chutzer. In the next 4 hours of the day, you have a different bias of chutzer, but you lost the first one. At no time do you have plural batim, multiple houses with a chutzer. So if you in the east lahai, less lahai, at the time we have one, you don't have the other, and vice versa. Elo, Amar Ashi, you're right. Mi gorm lechatzer she'asru, batim v'leka. Says Ashi, no, you have to explain the psak a little differently. What causes the chutzers to be usher, that you can't carry from the chutzers into the mavi? What creates that the chutzers separate from the mavi? Really, the chutzers and the mavi can be one thing. What causes the chutzers and mavi separate? The batim. The batim is what causes the chutzers and mavi to be separate. And in a case where every chutzers were made, you no longer have a, you no longer, in a case where every chutzers were, was not made, sorry, the batim are no longer a factor in creating a separation between the chutzah and the mavi. So over there, you're able to carry 4 amas within the, more than 4 amas, throughout the entire mavi. Whereas when you make every chutzeris, in that case, the batim and the chutzah are connected, and therefore, since the batim and chutzah are connected, you're still back to the original din that you restricted 4 amas in a mavi. So Agamar is defending counterintuitively that when you have every chutzeris, you're not allowed to carry throughout the mavi. If you don't do shtufim mavis, you can only carry 4 amas in the mavi. Whereas when you don't have every chutzeris, you're going to be able to carry throughout the mavi. However, very important, Taisus brings, very important, I mean, we're going to see this in a few months from now, but Taisus brings the Gemara in Erevin that says very clearly that even though our Gemara here is saying that one is restricted to carry throughout the mavi when you have every chutzeris, the Gemara in Erevin brings Rabbi Yechonon Paskins, like Rabbi Shimon, and we start off that according to Rabbi Shimon, we view all these side domains, all these private domains, we review as one, the chutzer, the gag, the karfev. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the chutzer and the mavi would also be viewed as one, and there would not be an issue to carry throughout the entire mavi. It would be totally fine according to Rabbi Shimon. That's how he paskin the ma'isa. So again, even though we're explaining this psak, this member, this chiddush from Mizera, we're not opening the paskin that way regardless. Atkan, the conversation with regards to mavis and chutzers. Now we get back to the general din of machshirin by mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar says that machshirin mitzvahs such as mila is deicha Shabbos, and the Maran is going to conquer a whole bunch of other topics. Shtei lechem, aimer, lulav, sukkah, shayfer. It's a very shas type of daf. We want to know what's Rabbi Elazar's approach legabi other mitzvahs. Are the machshirin, is the preparation for those mitzvahs deicha Shabbos or not? Amar b'chibah b'amar b'echran. Let the call Amar Rabbi Elazar machshirin mitzvahs deicha Shabbos. Not legabi all mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar say that the machshirei mitzvahs are deicha Shabbos. Why? Sherei shtei lechem chavis yamein. Shtei lechem, that's the shtei lechem is the breads that are bore, the carbon which is bore with two breads and two kvasim on Shavuos. That is actually the first of the new grain that is born in the base of Mikdash. You know, every year, whatever grows from Pesach to Pesach is called chadash till the 16th of Nisan, when the Milchus Eimer is brought. When the Milchus Eimer is brought, it makes all the grain that grew in the past year mutter. It's called Yashin now. It's mutter, all the most recent grain from the old grain that was Chadash is now called Yashin, and it's permissible. All the new grains that grow after Pesach are going to be Yasser. However, on Pesach, the carbon Eimer that's mutter, all the new grains, is only mutter it lehegyet. It's only mutter the grain lehegyet. The first you still cannot use in the Beis HaMikdash for Karbanis, you still cannot use for Menachas, you cannot use the new grains. Till when? Till the Shtei Lechem was brought 50 days later on Shavuos, 49 days later on Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem was brought. That's when that was matted the new grains in the Beis HaMikdash. So Shtei Lechem is the first, is the mincha, that's what's called Mincha Chadasha. We say it it's in the Pasuk, obviously, but it's in those who say the Akdama by Sfiris Eimer, the craft of Mincha Chadasha Lashem, that's the Mincha Chadasha, that's the Mincha from the Chadash that's brought on Shavuos, that's matter the new grains in the Beis HaMikdash. From Shavuos and on. Okay, so Shtei Lechem, which is a Chayv HaSiyam, is a Chayv HaShavuos, V'lei Lamda Rav Elazar El Megzir Shava. Rav Elazar only said from Megzir Shava that you're allowed to be Deicha Shabbos, Titania. Rav Elazar Eimer, Menan HaMachshir Shtei Lechem, Shdeicha Shabbos, Hainan HaMachshirim, Avech Nefesh, the baking, let's say, the loaves of bread are Deicha Shabbos. Nem Rav Elazar Eimer, Kutzes Rav Elazar Eimer, V'nem Rav Elazar Shtei Lechem, Zez Rav Elazar Shtei Lechem. Ma Avah, Mom Rav Eimer, Machshir Deicha Shabbos, just like the Avah by Eimer, the Machshir Deicha Shabbos, by Eimer, we know the halach is, you let it cut, not only you let it cut on Shabbos, Eimer, even if you already have grains that were cut, you're allowed to go and cut the shame Eimer fresh grains on Shabbos. We'll see in a moment. So Machshirin Deches Shabbos, Af Hava Amur B'Shtei Lechem, Machshirin Deches Shabbos. So we learn out the din, the fact that Shtei Lechem Deches Shabbos is learned from Gzeir Shava from Eimer. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Bechan is pointing out that when Rabbi Elazar says Machshirin Deches Shabbos, it's not across the board. V'araya, you need a special source to allow Shtei Lechem to be Deches Shabbos. The first one discuss what would be the Havamina. Why would I have a Havamina that every mitzvah, all the Machshirim are Deicha Shabbos? What would be the Havamina? Ram says that the Havamina was, we kind of jumped the gun because we explained, right when we started the Parakas today, we explained that the idea that Shabbos, Milas Deicha Shabbos, is from a Pasuk, Uviyem HaShmini Yimol, it's based on a Pasuk, and Rabbi Elazar is just taking the Pasuk and saying, Uviyem HaShmini Yimol, not only is the Milas Deicha Shabbos, the Hechsher Milas Deicha Shabbos, but it's all based on a Pasuk. There was a Havamina that somehow it was the Svara, it wasn't a Pasuk that Milas Deicha Shabbos and Hechsher Deicha Shabbos, and therefore we think that all mitzvahs perhaps that fall out on Shabbos are Deicha Shabbos, that was the Havamina, the Kamash, one of our whole sugya is going to be that all these things are only Deicha Shabbos when they have a Pasuk, and therefore we're going to tackle them one by one. So the first one being Shtei Lechem, that we're showing that the only reason why it's Deicha Shabbos is because as a Gzeir Shava, a comparison to Eimer. And Eimer we know is Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mufni, this comparison of Shtei Lechem to Eimer must be extra. We know when you have Gzeir Shava, there's three types of Gzeir Shavas. The Gzeir Shavas, we just have the same word, Hava, Hava, well, that's what we have over here. But there's a Gzeir Shava where you have the same word, and one of them is extra. And they have Gzeir Shava, we have the same word, and both of them extra. Both places where it has the word, it's extra, it was superfluous, the word could have been skipped. So says Gemara, there must be at least, and the strongest Gzeir Shava, of course, is where both are extra. That's Gzeir Shava where you can't ask questions. It's clearly 100% a foolproof drasha. Gzeir Shava where it's not mufna at all, you can certainly ask questions. Gzeir Shava where it's mufna on one side is stronger than no extras, but not as strong as extra on both sides. Okay. Says more mufna. It must be that the word using the Gzeir Shava here is free, is extra. Dila Mufik, because if it's not extra, Ikla Mufik, there's a question they can ask. A pircha on the Gzeir Shava. Malay Mishkin Imatsu Katsu Kaitsu, we spoke this out a moment ago. By Eimer, not only you let it cut on Shabbos, even if you found that which is already cut, you let it cut fresh. There's a mitzvah to cut fresh. Taimer Shtei Lechem, Shem Matsu Katsu and Kaitsu. By Shtei Lechem, we don't say that. If you found grain already cut, you can't go cut grains on Shavuos, on Shabbos, for the Shtei Lechem. So therefore, you can't make a full comparison. We clearly are making a full comparison from Eimer to Shtei Lechem, and maybe therefore, by the same token, say it's not Deicha Shabbos at all. Therefore, it must be it's extra, and once it's extra, we don't have a perichah. Says the Gemara, itak is extra, where? La'ai, yes, afnuy, mufnuy, the word have us extra, michti, ksiv. It already says in the pasuk, vavesim es eimer, reishis ksirchem, elakayin. Bring for the eimer, the reishis ksirchem to the kayin. It already says vavesim. Miyayim avi'achem, the day of your bringing, it's repetitious, the word of bringing is extra. Miyam Aviachem Lamli. So why I need the word Miyam Aviachem? Shema Amin Alafnuya must be extra to make the Gzeir Shava from Shtei Lechem to Eimer. So I learn out that just like Shtei Lechem is Deicha Shabbos, just like Eimer is Deicha Shabbos, so too Shtei Lechem is going to be Deicha Shabbos. Okay. Vakati Mufet Sarecharu says it's only Mufet on one side. Veshmina Rebbe Elazar Damar Mufet Sarechar Lameid Meshivin. But Rebbe Elazar, who's the author we're dealing with, Rebbe Elazar is the one who says that Machshirin a Deicha Shabbos by Mila, and we're learning out that by Shtei Lechem is Deicha Shabbos, but again only with the pasuk. So he's the one that's learning this pasuk, but he holds when it's Mufet from only one side, you can still ask questions. Right, this machlekes. If mufra from one side is enough to deflect questions, or you need mufra from two sides. Rebbe Elazar have the opinion that you need mufra from two sides. So over here, the chayra, you still need mufra from the other side. The mar says, indeed, it is taviu ribuyim. The word taviu by the shtei lechem is also a ribuy, is also extra, and therefore it's mufna from both sides. Okay. So says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yechonin said that Rabbi Eliezer, lelakol, not for all mitzvahs did he say that the preparations are Deicha Shabbos, what was he coming to exclude? He says, the proof was that Shnei Lechem is not Deicha Shabbos, without a Pasuk, must be, you need a Pasuk every time. But what was he coming to exclude? There must be some Hechsher mitzvah that cannot be done on Shabbos, otherwise Rabbi Yechonin wouldn't have made the statement in Rabbi Eliezer. So which Hechsher mitzvah is he saying cannot be done? So right now is going to search, but through searching which Hechsher mitzvah it is that can't be done, we're going to have a list of Hechsher mitzvahs along the way that are mutter as well on Shabbos, a mutter to be that Deicha Shabbos for Hechsher mitzvahs, besides for Mila, Shtei Lechem, and Eimer. We already have three, we're going to have a list. Before we get to the list, actually, quickly, just to point out, we have a couple seconds here, just to point out, once we're on the topic of Chadash, it doesn't pass to bring it up and not mention, we've mentioned this many times in the past, but the general background for the mahalach of why for generations already it seems like people are not, it's a mitzvah medaraisa, it's a isra menatayra tit chadash, yet it seems like there's a certain laxity, for lack of a better word, of chadash where it comes about. So the reason it comes about really is because there were locations, there were people, places where if they were particularly makban on chadash, it was mamash pekuch nefesh. They wouldn't have had grains from winter to winter, from year to year, in the winter time all the way to Pesach, they would run out of grains, they could have starved. So that's really, I mean, obviously pekuch nefesh is mutter anyway, but that's really where it came about, the beginning, the origins of this leniency. But lemaisa, we don't just say things are mutter just because obviously pekuch nefesh, then it's mutter. But without that, we don't just dismiss it. And even till today, more and more you see creeping up in bakeries and in establishments that serve bread like products, pizza shops, where they're makbid on yashin, where they particularly make signs of the fact that they're makbid yashin. But till more recently, it wasn't so common that people makbid. What's the pshat? Even when it wasn't a matzah pekuch nefesh, people were not so makbid. What's the pshat? Where does it come from? So there's basically three mahalchim to address this issue. The Mefarshim explain three mahalchim why Chadash could not be potentially an issue. So there's a famous Ramah. The Ramah already in Shulchan Aruch writes, already in that time they were lenient, he writes, because it's always a Svek Sveka. Why? Because Chadash is only if it's from this past, from this past year. Chadash is if it grew after Pesach. So he says, it's a Svek Sveka. Suffik, if it grew before the last Pesach, if it already was fully grown before the last Pesach, it's definitely not that it's already Yashin, obviously. Even if it's grew after this Pesach, it may have already been grown a shlish before Pesach. It may already have been partially grown before Pesach. And therefore, it's a Svek Sveka, and therefore, the Yashin, it's a Svek Sveka, whether it's indeed Chadash. Every flower is Svek Sveka, whether it's indeed Chadash, and therefore, it's Mutter. And then the basic problem with this Rama, the whole Welt jumps all over the Rama and asks, it's one Suffolk. You just broke down your Suffolk into two Sveikas, but it's one Suffolk. The Suffolk is, did it grow a Shlish before last Pesach? You're saying, maybe it was fully grown before last Pesach. And if it wasn't fully grown, maybe it was grown at least a Shlish. Okay, that's the Shit, that's the Zman. The Zman is, was it grown a Shlish? And therefore, it's one big Suffolk. How you're breaking down to two Sveikas, it gets even further, a little bit more problematic with Banazah, where it is easier. If people are really looking, we have echsherim and we have diligence that's done by rabbanim into the biggest factories determining whether ingredients are kosher or not. If the effort is put in, the chur they can determine exactly when the grains were harvested or not. They can definitely find out with certainty that something is yashin. They can make sure that product is yashin if need be. So the chur that's fekzveka is a little bit of a shvera heter of the Rama. The Bach says, A big aside, that tfuas akam is putter. That grains that belong to a guy is putter. If the grain belonged to a guy, not a problem. It's putter. And therefore, it's not an issue because most of the grains that we deal with, most of the time we buy, came from farms that obviously were owned by Gayim, and therefore it's not an issue. The problem with the Bach is a great answer, a great heter for why Chadash, a person that would have to be makbar on Chadash. The problem with the Bach's answer is, Shulchan Aruch clearly says, not like that, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein in the hands of a Yid, bein in the hands of a guy. Shulchan Aruch says, Chadash does apply. The fact that you have to Yashin applies even when it belongs to a guy. So that heter, although the Bach is arguing on Shulchan Aruch and saying it's permissible, the heter is a little bit, the challenge with the Bach's heter is Shulchan Aruch clearly rules Fakert doesn't rule that way. But again, according to the Bach, that'll be a very clear, very good, simple malach, that since as long as it belongs to a guy, it's a mechuyev, most grains, most flour comes about, belong to Goyim, and therefore won't be an issue. The third malach is our Chashulchan, and the Chashulchan brings based on our Zeruah, based on our Shainim ready, he says that no, Chadash is not all over the world. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not in Chutzarts. This doesn't help for Eretz Yisrael, of course, but it helps for Chutzarts. Then in Chutzarts, it gets a little better. He's not saying there's no din chadash nechutzaretz. It's only derabanan. There's no deraisa to condemn chadash nechutzaretz. Since it's only derabanan, and attack is a suffix, it's at least one suffix, maybe it's yashan. You could assume maybe it's yashan. Then therefore, one could say suffix derabanan lekula and could be mekel. That's the Aruch HaShulchan Seder based on the Aruch HaZeruah. The Vilna Gaon Lemaisa says all these svaras are kulas, the weaknesses, and therefore a person should not rely on them, and a person should try to be makbet al chadash. Mishabura also brings the chatchila that one should follow the Vilna Gaon's approach, which is to dismiss the other approaches and to try not to rely on the heter, to not worry about chadash, to try to find be makbet and try to track down and eat yasha products only. Again, many of the kosher bakeries and most of the kosher pizza shops, unless there's a shortage of guaranteed yashan, I say guaranteed because when they say it's not necessarily yashan, doesn't mean it's for sure chadash. You back the problem. If you know for sure it's chadash, it's a problem. It means they can't say with certainty it's yashan. Usually they have enough throughout the year in these establishments to keep the dinim of yashan. It happens to me, my grandfather had a bakery for many years and he used to go crazy. He was very adamant. He was actually upset when the whole topic of yashan chadash came up. It started to become popular already back in the 80s, in the 90s. He was quite upset because he felt that it was a scam, and the reason he felt it was a scam was because he said there's no way they know. There's two things. Number one, it's very hard to track the exact dates because back then the dates were not so clear on the packaging, on the big sacks of wheat, of flour. It was hard to track the exact dates. And number two, his issue was that all the flour that they're getting, by the time it comes to them, it's for sure yashan. It was never shai l'chadash. By the time it gets to his bakery, there's such a backlog of usage. There's such a surplus and such a backlog that there always was yashan. He said, there's no shai that it was yashan. This is many years ago, and he was Seif Yamav. He was always very against. He felt like it was just a fake chumrah. L'maisa, what happened was, if you read up, a lot of the surplus was given out to countries that had shortages of food, and the tracking and the dating became more clear, so it's not so simple that the Matthias is the same. The Matthias had changed, and therefore you are able to track A, what the date on that products are a little bit better, and B, that surplus where you had that backlog where for sure was yashan no longer existed because many times the product is already being harvested already in the same year as it's being made into flour and being shipped out to the bakery. So again, anyone, a person could be makbid, should be makbid. It's a chiyuv, a mitzvah daraisa. Okay. So we want to know, what is this memra coming to exclude this memra of Rabbi Yochanan saying that you can't machshirin according to Blazer, machshirin on Shabbos and anasim mutter? Which machshirin is coming to exclude? Ilam mitluv. You want to say it's coming to exclude lulav? Vatanya lulav called machshirin deichas Shabbos. We learned in the Brisa that lulav and the machshirin of lulav are deichas Shabbos. Tivi Rabbi Blazer, that is Rabbi Blazer. Rabbi Blazer, the author in question, says lulav and the machshirin are deichas Shabbos. Velamut esukah. The Mar is going to elaborate on these things as we go through the Amud. Velo lemutei sukkah comes to exclude the machshirin of sukkah. Not true. Vatanya sukkah v'chom b'sheir deichas Shabbos. Sukkah and the machshirin of sukkah are also deichas Shabbos. Tivi Rabbi Blazer. Velo lemutei matzah comes to exclude the making of matzah, the machshirin of matzah. Vatanya matzah v'chom machshirei deichas Shabbos. Matzah as well and all the machshirin deichas Shabbos. Tivi Rabbi Blazer. Velo lemutei sheifer matzah comes to exclude sheifer. What will be the melach by sheifer? I mean, the Gemara is going to go through what melachos we're talking about in all these cases. But what will be the melach by sheifer? Geizes, taking off the animal's head. Vatanya sheifer chom b'sheir deichas Shabbos. Sheifer and the machshirin are also deichas Shabbos. Tivi Rabbi Blazer. We have to be psukim also to back all these things up. But Rabbi Lezer holds that the heksher lulav, heksher of sukkah, heksher of matzah, heksher of shefer are all deicha Shabbos. So what is not deicha Shabbos? Which machshir not deicha Shabbos? I'm Rav Adam Ravid Limute tzitzis v'talisei mezuzah l'pischei. It comes to exclude the heksher of making tzitzis on Shabbos or making a mezuzah, putting a mezuzah on one's door, where the making of tzitzis is an issue of kosher, whereas mezuzah l'chayr, the issue is either kais of writing or someone to say affixing it to the door is an issue of baina. But the point is those the issim malachas of either kaisher by tzitzis or baina / kaisiv by mezuzah, those hechsher mitzvahs are not deicha Shabbos. Tanya mehalchi v'shavin, that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer both agree, even though Rabbi Kiva disagrees that all these hechsherim are necessarily deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds they are deicha Shabbos. They both agree shem tziyat talisai v'asim mezuzah pischei shuchayev, that if one puts tzitzis on his talis on Shabbos when he makes a mezuzah special Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. There's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. What is the issue of tzitzis, making tzitzis? What's the problem? The problem is that you're making knots kosher on Shabbos. Why can't you make a kosher shen shakayama? We know kosher shen shakayama is not a problem on Shabbos. Why is that a simpleitza? It's a good enough kosher for tzitzis, but not a big enough kosher in order to make challah Shabbos. Answers Minchas Chinuch, a beautiful lamedus. Answer number one, we have a concept that once something is Lagabe Sukkah on Shabbos. Once something's a different for a Sukkah, it's considered a Mechitza Lagabe Shabbos as well. Right? Once it's a wool for Sukkah, even though normally it wouldn't be a wool for Shabbos, Hayal that it's a wool for Shabbos, for Sukkah, sorry, it's going to be a wool for Shabbos as well. Says Mechitza, apply a similar svar over here. That since it's a not Lagabe Tzitzes, it'll be a not Lagabe Shabbos, and I'll be Chayev, a fest alumnus from the Chinuch. Another answer he says is, Enechami, it doesn't mean Kosher. Tzitzit, the problem is not kosher. By fixing, by making this kesher shenish hakayim on tzitzis, you do makar patish. You're fixing the beged, then I can wear it. It's makar patish. You're completing a beged. So the issue is makar patish, not the malach of kosher. That's the chinuch. Second answer. You have a bear lacha that says that, thirdly, even if you intend to take out the knot, if most people make this knot, so bear lacha brings this in Simen Shin Yud Zayin, if most people intend to take out the knot, in such a fashion, even if you made the knot for tzitzis with intent to take it out because you don't want to be on Shabbos, that's not good enough. It's considered a keshakema, even if for this person it wasn't a keshakema. Okay, three different answers as to why tzitzis would be a problem on Shabbos of kosher, of making a knot, again, either kosher, makapatish, or kosher again, but okay. Says Gemara, my time. So why taka are tzitzis and mezuzah, usher. Why are the machshin over there, not the Shabbos? I'm Rabbi Yosef, because there's no zman. Since there's no, they're not time related, there's no reason that's compelling us to do it on Shabbos more than later, the next day, after Shabbos. Therefore, the av melachas don't override Shabbos. I'm the Abaye, Adurabim, then the Mekvuzman, since there's no set time, says the Martap of Kufama Alpha Beis, Kol Shai Deshait Zamnani. Every moment is its man. Every moment is the mitzvah. Look at the top Rashi, interesting Rashi. Kiva Shesh Talis, since he has a talis, Bechoya Mashabai says, every day that he's going with the talis, that says, I say, why? Afilu munach bekupsa. Even if it's put in his closet, there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on the talis. Now that is a machlekes and menachas. We had this, goes back already over here, a year and change ago, but we had a menachas that the machlekes whether tzitzis is chayv is gavra, chayv is mana. Is the chayv to put tzitzis on any four-corner bag that I own? If I have 10 four-corner bags in my closet, I have to put tzitzis on each one? Or no, only begun that I wear. We paskin that only begun that I wear required tzitzis, not begun that are in my closet. We paskin only begun that I'm actually wearing any tzitzis. However, Rashi seems to be asking the question according to the tzad that's in the closet. So first we'll explain the most basic way they explain Rashi is lav dafka. Rashi means to say, every moment they have tzitzis that you're wearing, it's with a four-corner begged without tzitzis is a problem of being over. Rashi wanted to explain the kasha could be even according to the man number, even if it's in the kupsa. They have the man number that says even in the kupsa it's a problem. So certainly according to the mishver, Rashi just wanted to encompass, include the man number in the first question. But lav dafka, we don't actually pass the way. So the question is not only according to that opinion. Okay. Says the mar elamar vitzluk. So the mar is bothered that the fact that has no time is not a kula. It's a chumra. It's all the more reason to be deicha Shabbos because every minute is an avera. Elamar nach mar vitzluk v'tem rafuna mar brei davshua. The migo is as follows. We just had this verse in the last parak, if you remember. That a person even if he's an usher, can be mutter in demai, because he has demai is not muksa for him, I should say, on Shabbos. Because since it's biyadit to be mafkir as a chasam, he can be mafkir as assets, and he'd be an ani. Therefore, demai is roitim, it's fit, it's not considered unfit, therefore it's not muksa, as a spur we had a couple of lot ago. So we have a similar spur here too, that the gabi tzitzis and mezuzah, he can be mafkir, his tzitzis, mafkir as mezuzah, and being mafkir it would take away the chiyav. Remember, we discussed a whole discussion over there whether or not he can be mafkir on Shabbos, where it's a problem, we brought a raya, the Rishonim brought a raya, that being mafkir on Shabbos is not an issue, being kaina, being mafkir someone else is an issue, but being mafkir yourself is not an issue. And really, along the line of the same conversation, the Ktzais over here discusses, is a machlokes in the Rishonim, what exactly hefker means. Does hefker mean, it's still mine, but I'm basically pledging that whoever comes to be kainet, I'm allowing them to be kainet. It's still mine, but it's still my rishus, but I'm allowing it to be kainet. That's actually a Rambam piece to learn it. He used the lashon of neder. I'm making a neder. Whoever comes together can take it. Or no, hefker is I've removed it from my rishus, which is really more like a kinyan. I've already made it into hefker. It belongs to no one now. It's not mine. It's out of my rishus. The mile of Rambam's balach is it's more easily understandable why in Shabbos you could do it because I didn't actually put it in another domain. I just made a pledge that everyone's taking, come take it. According to the Malach, it is a form of being makan into a new rishus. It's more mechudishtik than you can do on Shabbos. The problem with Rambam is, and the Ktzais brings this Gemara as a right against Rambam, is that if it's still my domain, I'm just allowing whoever wants to come take it, so kozman no one took it, I should be chayim in tzitzis. Kozman no one takes it, I should be chayim in tzitzis, I should be chayim in mezuzah, my house should be chayim in mezuzah, and therefore Ktzais says, is the chariah from our Gemara not like Rambam? It must be, it's out of your domain, it's not in your domain with the rights for someone else to take it, it's out of your domain, otherwise we didn't solve our issue. Okay, says Gemara further, Amamar. Lulav b'chol machshir dechel Shabbos. Lulav and all the machshirim of lulav dechel Shabbos. Rebbe Elazar, Menalei Elazar. First of all, what's the source? Imer mishtei lechem. We don't learn from Imer mishtei lechem. It's just like their dechel Shabbos. Imer mishtei lechem dechel Shabbos. So to lulav can't bring a proof. She can't tzer kaveya. Those are kachim. Those are tzer kaveya. That belongs to the, that goes in the mizbeach. Ella Amar Krab b'yayim. Pasuk says by lulav it says b'yayim. Says you should take the lulav and the dal minim. Take a b'yayim. And we darshan, but yom means a feel b'shabbos. B'yom means even on Shabbos. My halacha. Now, legabi one halacha, are you being mechal Shabbos? Even the taltel, legabi muktza, handling the luv and the dalminim. It's a kron the mishur tiltel. Tiltel is only drabanan. Muktza drabanan. You need a pasuk to be matir drabanan. Avadanisht. El machshir must be that the it's being machshir. It's being matir the machshir of meaning you're able to let's say cut it off the tree or whatever machshir and even melach deraisas are still going to be permissible. That's the drash of a yom a feel b'shabbos. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, what do they remember? The Rabbanan say that it's that the hechsher by lulav is not the chashabes. So what do they do with the drasha of the word b'yayim? Teaches you the mitzvah of lulav is dafka by day, not by night. Rabbanan b'yayim laila manali has well as no attack of the mitzvah of lulav by day and not by night. Nafkaleim v'smachtim l'fnei Hashem akeichem shivas yamim says the pasuk you should rejoice in front of Hashem 7 days. We darshin yam v'laylas. The rejoicing is days and a night. So we learn from there that the mitzvah of lulav is by day, not by night. Rabbanan. Why taka? No, they learn day and at night from that pasuk, and the word of Yom should be extra teaching me that it's Deicha Shabbos. Says Gemara, Itzrich. Because for the word Shabbos Yom, I wouldn't learn out, because I would think learn out Shabbos Yom for Sukkah. And by Sukkah we know, the mitzvah of Sukkah, Teshvu, is both day and night in the Sukkah. So I would think that Shabbos Yom, the word Yomim by Shabbos Yomim by Lulav doesn't mean day as opposed to night. Because Shabbos Yomim by Sukkah, the word Yomim means day and night. And therefore, I can't learn from that Yomim. I would say Afkan Yom Afilelis by Lulav also means day and night. Therefore, Kamashman by Yom, B'yom tells me Dafka by day and not by night, and B'yom is therefore not actually teaching me B'yom. Because I need B'yom to tell me the mitzvah of Luv is dafka by day. The Gemara does not go back and answer how Relezer, how he deflects that last question. So the Ron speaks out, the Relezer held that you can't compare. Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, is dwell in the Sukkah. Dwelling is something we do by day and by night, and therefore Shivas Yamim by Sukkah means day and night. But by Lulav is something you take for a moment. You don't take all day, and since you only take it for a moment, then over there it makes sense the word Yamim means dafka day, and therefore you could touch the word Shivas Yamim by Lulav different than Shivas Yamim by Sukkah, and Relezer doesn't hold of the question as Zayzuk the Ron. To answer the Reb Lezer, how we would deflect the Rabbanan's last point. Rachman of Lulav asked the Gemara, why don't you tell me that the Hechsher of Lulav is Deicha Shabbos, and I'll know and I'll know that Shtei Lechem and Eimer, which are Hegdash, are certainly the Machshir and Deicha Shabbos. Why do we have to teach me a special pasuk by Eimer and by Shtei Lechem that's Deicha Shabbos? Why don't you learn it from Lulav? Says the Gemara, Mishum Deikla Mifrich, Ma Lulav Shekeinton Arba, Minim. Lulav needs four Minim, Lulav is Chumer, it needs four Minim. So therefore, it's more Chashav. Ask Taisa, jump to Taisa right away, third Taisa of the page. What do you mean? Eimer, Shtei Lechem, they come with Kvasim, the Shtei Lechem comes with Kvasim, it comes with Yayin, Phenisach, it comes with Shemin for the Menachas. There's also many species that come with it. Lulav is four Minim, and the Shtei Lechem comes in a vacuum. Shtei Lechem is breads, animals, wines, oils. There's many meaning with it as well. Answer says, "Big Yisaid, shiny dal minim shabluv de ma'akvin zezeh." The four meaning by the lulav are ma'akiv zezeh. The ma'akiv one another, one without the other, not yetsa. Tosfos Rush says a little step even leichler. You don't have to come out to ma'akvim. It's separate mitzvahs. By the shtei lechem, you have shtei lechem. The mitzvahs are not all. They're not all one mitzvah. It's four separate mitzvahs. Whereas by lulav and esrig and hadas and rabbis, it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah together, and therefore you can't compare. That's one mitzvah four. The other one is one mitzvah four, and therefore you can't learn out shtei lechem and aimer from Lulav, a little bit of different cage, but two similar answers, Taisus and Taisus Rush. Okay. Sukkah v'chol machshira, dechaz Shabbos, Sukkah, and all the machshirin, those have to go to Shachris at 6:28. Sukkah v'chol machshira, including myself, we'll wrap up in a couple minutes. Sukkah v'chol machshira, dechaz Shabbos, Sukkah, and all the machshirin, our Deicha Shabbos, the Reb Lezer, Menolei Reb Lezer. First, what's the source? That's Sukkah Deicha Shabbos. Ima Mishnei Lechem, Kielim Mishnei Lechem. Why? Shekein Tzer Kavayu. Those are Tzer Kavaya. Those are Hektish. Ima Lulav, Kielim from Lulav. Why? Shekein Tzer Arba. Meaning, we just spoke it a moment ago. Lulav has the Milan and needs four Minim. As a Chumra, you can't learn out Sukkahs. However, says the Gemara, we have a beautiful Gzeir Shabbos. We referenced it early in the Daf. El Gamar Shabbos Yom Lulav. Malon Lech Machshir Deicha Shabbos. Avka Machshir Deicha Shabbos. It says Shabbos Yom Lagabe Lulav and Esrig. Shabbos Yom, you should rejoice Lulav and Esrig. It says Shabbos Yom Lagabe Sukkah. But Sukkah says Shabbos Yom. We have Shabbos Yom, Shabbos Yom. We have Gzeir Shabbos. Just like Lulav. Of the machshirin, the preparation is derech Shabbos. So to by sukkah, the preparation is derech Shabbos. V'chter achmana b'sukkah v'nei neisi hanach v'nei b'nei. So ask the Gemara, why don't you just write it by sukkah as derech Shabbos and learn the others from sukkah? Says Gemara, m'shendik lemifrach mal sukkah shkenegas b'laylos v'kviyamim. Sukkah has a chumra. You can't learn others from sukkah because sukkah is knowing both by day and by night. Therefore, you can't learn out the others from sukkah. So we need a pasuk so far by each individual case. So far, we have sukkah. We have by shtei lechem, oimer, lulav. And sukkah. Okay, it says more matzah v'chol machshirah derech Shabbos. Matzah and the preparation of matzah derech Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, Menolei Rabbi Lezer, huh? How do you say that matzah and the preparation is also derech Shabbos? Imam shtei lechem, you can't learn from there shekein tzarekavaya. It's hekdesh. Imam lulav, you can't learn from there shekein tzarekavaya. It needs four species. Imam sukkah, shekein tzarekavaya. B'yayim. Sukkah is noig b'laylam b'yayim. How do we know Pesach? This is one of the most famous drushas in from Pesachim and sukkah. What is this? Elagomer chamishas mechag mechag sukkahs. It says the pasuk chamishas by Pesach. Obviously, it's chamishas by sukkahs. And we make a gzeir shava. We learn bring out many dinim, chamishas, chamishas from Sukkah, and this is one of them. Malam machshir dechet Shabbos, just like over there by Sukkahs, machshir, the preparation is dechet Shabbos, afkan, so too, according to Belezer, by the way, all according to Belezer, of course, afkan, so too by Pesach, the matzah, the machshir is dechet Shabbos. Vichle chod of matzah, writing by matzah, v'nesu hanach, v'ligma m'nei, why don't you write by matzah and have the other ones learn from matzah? Says Gemara, malam shadikla mifrach, malam matzah kenegas b'dashim kavan hashem. You kill enough matzah because matzah is noyeg by men and women. Matzah is a mitzvah noyeg by women. All these other things were zman grama, were not noyeg by women, and therefore matzah, you know, even though it's zman grama, women are mechuyev, and therefore you can't learn from matzah to the other cases. The Gemara is going to continue in this conversation till the bottom of the Amid. We'll have to pick it up the rest. There's also some other things to speak out about it, and therefore let's put on hold and pick up the rest of Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.